You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth. Nick, we were talking this morning on the opening about the fact that we didn't think there was much a gutsy downturn last night on the US markets, even though the markets were down quite sharply. But today it seems a little bit more gutsy. Give us the latest, because I think I've got the S&P down around about 1.5%.
Lindsay, good evening. Yeah, and I wish I could turn back the clock, but no, you're right. We've had at the moment the S&P is down exactly on the nose, 1.5%. It's below that key level of 2900. It's now trading on the futures at 2893, and the spot is trading under also, so 2895. We've also got a Dow Jones, but worse, down 1.6%, and a lot of key levels. If I look at some of the rhetoric doing the rounds, there seem to be some key technical levels, you know, the 50 days, the 200-day moving averages, the people, technical traders and a few other guys keep a close eye on. Apparently, they've all been broken. So, no, you're right. It really is quite a strong sell going into, certainly it's been a tough start to October.
Yes, it really has. And what is the catalyst for this particular move to the downside? Is it Mr. Trump again? Is it just a follow-on from the bad economic data from the US that was released yesterday afternoon?
I think that certainly started things. I think there's maybe a little bit of optimism that, the one sort of beacon of growth in the world, which we know has been slowing for the last sort of 6 to 12 months, was that the US, was still churning away. Retail sales was still okay, and the manufacturing sector was all right. And then we knew that the manufacturing and the PPI numbers, et cetera, out of Europe were rolling over, but the US was still there. And then, as you said, yesterday we got that manufacturing. It was a shock reading below the 50 level, and every single sort of line item was in contraction. And I think that was like literally the final straw. And don't forget, as opposed to a few days ago, the S&P, the American markets were literally 1.5-2% off its all-time high.
Yeah.
They hadn't actually given back much. And September, we spoke last week. September is traditionally being the worst performing month of the year, not October as common wisdom thinks. And September was a good month. It was a good month coming into October. So I guess a lot of it's not unexpected. But I guess a lot of traders, a lot of market watchers have been lured into a sort of a false sense of calm. We're so used to not having a setup. We've had 10, 11 years of steady markets offshore. Even onshore, we've had a few shocks locally, but we haven't had that big 5-10% for a while. And I guess also that's been the fright, is that we had a decent sell-off last night, and selling accelerating. The FTSE down today, sort of in your neck of the woods, FTSE down 3%. That's the biggest down move in the FTSE since 2016. So quite big numbers.
3.2% on that note. A nice segue into the spot prices, because the dollar rand is 15.25, which is very surprising, because it's actually 0.5% better than it was this morning, because we were speaking at 15.38, 15.39 at 10 o'clock this morning. So well done to the rand, 15.25. British pound against the rand is 18.78. The euro rand is 16.70. The euro dollar is 109.50, which is a 0.2% gain for the euro and weakness for the US dollar. So maybe that explains a little bit of the rand strength. Let's go down to the commodities markets. The gold price was in the 1480s this morning, is up $20 an ounce, or 1.3% to $1499 an ounce, which is very good for South Africa. Maybe that explains something about the rand strength. We've got the platinum price up $10.50 to three fat ladies, 888, up 1.2%. And give us palladium, please, Nick.
Palladium is $16.94. That's up $42 on the session, 2.5% down.
That's a big move. And on the downside, which is very good for South Africa as well, we've got the Brent crude oil price at $58.12, which is down 2.9%, or $1.71 per barrel. Now, let's have a look at the horror show. Well, it's not a horror show, but it's certainly an unpleasant scene in front of my eyes. I've got the S&P 500 down 1.75%, or down 49 points at the moment. The Dow Jones is down 462 points. But this is 15 minutes delayed. Maybe give us the update.
Pretty much as you're saying. So the S&P future, which I have a real-time feed, exactly what you're saying, 48 points down 1.65%, and the Dow Jones 1.7% down. So not differentiating too much from that.
No, and there's anything could happen tonight. I mean, I've sort of got the feeling now, after what happened last night, and we closed on our lows, and the market doing what it's doing at the moment and sort of consolidating, there's two things that could happen. We could halve our losses, or we could double our losses. What would you say, given the mood that you're seeing on your screens, because you watch screens more than I do?
Well, I just think the way this market is trading, it's gone through at what traders call some big levels, some big handles. You know, 2900 on the S&P, on the spot and on the futures. It's trading beneath that right now. NASDAQ also looking at 8000 in the rearview mirror. So I think, you know, if these markets close beneath those key levels, I think we might get a little bit of selling going into it. And I guess the next stop for traders is going to be the non-farm number on Friday. So we could have another day before the market sort of tries to find its feet and waits until that number. But there's another one, that ADP number that came out yesterday. That's also quite a decent precursor to that's the sort of private sector jobs,
yes.
Out of America. That was a precursor to the non-farm numbers on Friday, on Friday. And that was also a miss. So I just think that the data's, I think there's a lot of emphasis put on central banks, on members of the Fed, on Mr. Trump, on you know what, throwing things at and keeping this party going, and I think the reality is setting in now, and the world is slowing, and I'm not quite sure what tools central banks have left in the box to solve it.
How many more arrows are left in their quivers, as they say? Let's have a look at the top five major moves to the upside and the downside on the JSE Securities Exchange. Big move from Anglo Platinum, up 6.3%. Investec Property up 4.2%. Sibanye up 3.3%. Impala Platinum, just shy of that 100 mark. 99.90, up 2.99%. Equitas up 2.1%. On the downside, Trusco down 16%. Cap down 8.1%. Kumba Iron Ore, 5.1% loser. South 32 down 4.9%. British American Tobacco, which is my short in my fictitious hedge fund, down 4.5%. Any stories within those 10 stocks I've just mentioned?
Well, yeah, so your hedge fund has to take a little bit of a haircut because that is ex-div today. So that
I can take
probably
it.
Square. You can take that. And then Implats, let's a round of applause. It traded at 100 rand and 40 cents today. It's the first time this year it broke 100 bucks. So that's been an unbelievable success story there. And then the rest of the marketplace, no. I mean, a couple of – you'd have thought a day like today a few of the Rand hedges would come into play, but the Rand has gone the other way, as you said in your intro. I mean, 15.22 now on my screen.
Very good.
Which is – actually, it's the outlier. All the other emerging market currencies are down against the dollar. We're up. But we did have some unusual selling in the Rand we've been speaking about a few days.
Okay, so what are we doing at 5:30 in South Africa at the moment? What are we doing? Are we saying to ourselves, right, make me a double on something, whether it be the Aussie or whether it be Sasol or whether it be Sibanye? I just want to know what the mood is with your investors, your institutional clients, your private clients. What are you telling them to do? Because we're on a knife edge here.
We are on a knife edge. Yeah, look, I mean, it's a time for caution. It's a time for, look, a lot of, I will say this, for South African investors that we are majority invested onshore, i.e. on the JSE, there is a lot of shares that have taken their medicine already. We have a lot of, every week you open up the Sunday Times, if you happen to read it, shares are down 50, 60, 70, 80%. And then last week there was an article, you know, join the 90% club. So a lot of the local shares have taken their pain. But the problem you've got is that we're not immune. You know, we live in a global economy and a global marketplace. And the U.S. certainly has this feel about it. I've been trading over 20 years. And what I'm seeing on my screen now, the volatility index has doubled now in the last month. It's 20.5% on the VIX. That is implying that there's certainly a little bit of nerves coming in the market. We haven't had a seller for this magnitude for a while. I think there's a lot of people that were hoping for a little bit of something coming out of central banks, and I think you saw a draw here a few weeks ago that, as you said, they're running out of arrows. And if I was a South African investor, I'd be preparing myself for more volatility as the year goes ahead. You know, 3 months to go, and October, as we all know, often comes with a very unwelcome surprise.
Give us the JSE closing indices, and I think we ought to put a health warning on this one, so everybody sit down and have a listen to Nick Kunze with the closing JSE prices.
Surgeon General warning, we managed to hold that 54,000 level on the oil share, 54,003, down 1.71% or 942 points, so not a good day. Top 40 pretty much the same, 1.91% down or 932 points. Also hold 48,000, but closed at 48,005. And it was just red on my screen everywhere. Financials down 0.7, industrials down 1.3%. Even your basic materials couldn't get a bid today, down 2.25%.
And as we speak, the S&P makes new lows at 2884.62. That's the S&P futures, which is down 1.8%. And let's not forget, there's still 4.5 hours to go. Is it 4.5 hours? No, 3.5 hours to go. Mm. Yeah, I'm sure you're looking forward to your 2 days off, Nick Kunze.
I am. I'm going to recuperate and try to look at my screen, though it's difficult because I do get the feeling that until the jobless number comes out on Friday, the selling is going to continue.
Nick Kunze is from Sunland Private Wealth, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.